Good day, and I hope that you are enjoying a blessed Thanksgiving wherever you are and however you may be listening. For those of you listening to the podcast outside of the United States, I hope that you will also have an attitude of thankfulness in your heart and soul to God. Thanksgiving is not a one-day-a-year event, but rather it marks the character of a person totally devoted to the living God. What are you thankful for? Thank God for those persons, for that thing, for those places, and anything else you are thankful for today. But remember to be just as grateful tomorrow, and all throughout the weekend, and for the remainder of this year and next. Be grateful for as long as you live. God is worthy of our praise and gratitude always. So let's begin today in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for who you are. Thank you for loving us and sending your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, into the world to live, to die, and to come back to life again for those of us who believe in him. Thank you for the promised Holy Spirit who now lives inside each one of us Christian men and women. And I pray for people within the sound of my voice and our friends and family who do not have faith in Christ Jesus. I pray that today will be the day of their salvation, so that each one of them will be able to give you thanks and praise for so great a salvation from the deadly grip of sin. As we get together with people today who are not Christians, give us, your people, courage to talk about you, to witness for you, and to love even those who are hard for us to love. This is Thanksgiving here in the States, Father, and we ask that you will meet the needs of people who do not have as we have. Feed the hungry, Father. Give something to drink to the thirsty. Give homes to the homeless. Provide peace of mind to the anxious, to the worried, and to those who wrestle with mental illnesses. Comfort the lonely with your presence. We bow before you today in prayer and acknowledge that we have so much to be thankful for. So thank you. Amen. If you have been with us, then you know of my gratitude to God for the Apostle Paul. And wanting to give you a sense for the reason I'm so grateful for him, I've selected one aspect of his dynamic ministry to share with you, and that is Paul's prayers. I've outlined six ways that I want to talk about this, and these are based on just the introduction to A.W. Pink's book, Gleanings from Paul, The Prayers of the Apostle. In my view, this is the greatest book, outside of the Bible, ever written on Paul, and I urge you to get a copy from the Banner of Truth Publishing and read it. Write to me if you want one, and I'll either send you a free copy, if I have any left, or I'll tell you exactly how to get it. And this will make an excellent Christmas gift for your pastor, spouse, high school, college, or adult child, an elder or other spiritual leader in your church, or give it as a gift to a library. My email address is mark@markaeswallow.com, and my mailing address is God Is, P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890. So that's mark@markaeswallow.com. Or God Is, P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890. And you spell Winchester, W-I-N-C-H-E-S-T-E-R. Write to me today. Okay, let me remind you of our outline, and we will jump into my fourth insight. First, Paul is the praying apostle. Second, Paul's prayers are mingled with his instructions. Third, Paul's prayers are brief, and we have already covered these first three points. Fourth, Paul prays to God the Father, and I'm going to start here in just a moment. Fifth, Paul and the apostles do not pray for what is temporal, but for what is eternal. And then sixth, Paul did not pray for God to save the world from sin as much as for his fellow believers and the churches. Last time we spent quite a bit of time in the New Testament book of Ephesians, which is Paul's letter to the church at the ancient city of Ephesus, where there was a thriving church despite the absolute corruption and vile sins associated with temple worship there. Well, let's get going by returning to Ephesians, so I can show you that Paul prayed to God the Father. If your Bible is handy, Ephesians is just after Galatians and before Philippians, and you can put your finger in chapter 3, and verse 14. This is Ephesians 3 and verse 14. For this reason I bow my knees before the Father. I talked to you about this verse the other day, but today I want to emphasize the name Father. Who does Paul pray to? He prays to the Father. And this is exactly what Jesus does. Paul prays like Jesus prayed. They pray to God the Father. And I want to make sure you see this, or at least hear this in the Bible. Come along with me now backwards in your Bibles to John's Gospel in chapter 17. I've got my eye on the time, but boy would I like to spend the day here with you. John 17. This is, of course, the Bible's best prayer. Jesus prays to his Father in heaven. Watch this, or listen to this with me. John chapter 17, verse 1. Jesus spoke these things, and lifting up his eyes to heaven, he said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, so that the Son may glorify you. Now drop down to verse 5. This is still John chapter 17, and now verse 5. Now, Father, glorify me together with yourself, with the glory which I had with you before the world was. And yet again to verse 11, John chapter 17 and verse 11, Jesus is praying, I am no longer in the world, and yet they themselves are in the world, and I come to you, Holy Father, keep them in your name, the name which you have given me, that they may be one even as we are. And that's John 17 and verse 11. And finally, in John 17, verse 25, O righteous Father, although the world has not known you, yet I have known you, and these have known that you sent me. Did you hear it? If your Bible is open, did you see it? Father, 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 and Father. In Jesus' great prayer to God in John chapter 17, he continually addressed God as Father. God is the Father of Jesus Christ, and the Bible teaches us that God is our Heavenly Father also. When we pray, who should we pray to? Should we pray to God the Father, God the Son, Jesus, or God the Holy Spirit? God is triune in nature. He is three in one, Father, Son, and Spirit. So who do we pray to? Biblically, I think the answer is clear. Pray to God the Father. God is your Father. As Jesus said, he is our Heavenly Father, he is our Holy Father, and he is our righteous Father. So pray to whom? Pray to God the Father. And some of you may object. No, we pray to Jesus, who then gives us access to the Father. Okay, I can live with that. I am simply pointing out to you from the Bible how Jesus prayed and how Paul the Apostle prayed. And when I saw this clearly in the Bible, it changed how I addressed God in prayer. I now pray to God the Father. And when we come to the place where we have a biblical understanding of what kind of Father God is, then it's powerful for us to pray to such an Abba Father, a loving dad who takes such good care of his children. Maybe you have a bad relationship with your earthly human father. He may even already be dead, but it's like he lives. You have such bad memories. And so it's been problematic for you to accept that God's your heavenly father. Maybe even today you're with your earthly father and it's unpleasant. Let me tell you something. God the Father is nothing like the man that you're enduring today around the Thanksgiving table. Our God is above and beyond what you can imagine. I promise you that it will be transformative for you to read about him in this Bible. You'll learn that while our biological dads fail us, deeply at times, God never fails us, and God the Father loves us. Another possibility for some listening today is that you are Roman Catholic, or you were raised in the Catholic Church, where the priests were revered as fathers. You know that the Pope has as his title the Holy Father. Well, that is not biblical. There is no human Holy Father. There is just one Holy Father, and he is God. To suggest otherwise is blasphemous. It's sin. You heard this when I read John chapter 17 and verse 11. Jesus prayed, Holy Father. Yes, Jesus prayed to the one and only Holy Father. Again, this is Roman Catholic Church theology that is wrong. It is false teaching. Only God is the Holy Father. And I mention this because I personally know Catholics who have a very negative view of God as Father because of how the supposed fathers in the Church treated them, including, of course, in some instances, sexually molesting them. If this is what you experienced, my heart breaks for you, and I pray for you. I also welcome the opportunity to pray specifically for you and to offer support and encouragement to you if you'll write to me confidentially and ask for it. But today I want you to know what the Bible says. Only God is the Holy Father, and He will judge with perfect justice the priests, the supposed fathers who molested you or someone you know, or who otherwise served for you as an horrific example of what a father is supposed to be. I invite you to learn who the Bible describes God the Father to be. You'll find that He is nothing like these men who have so poorly treated you. And you might think, why bring all of that up on Thanksgiving, Mark? Well, I do so at the prompting of the Holy Spirit. And because it is on days like this, especially on these family-oriented holidays, that people need to know that someone understands their pain and stands by ready to care for them. Well, we are talking about the prayers of the Apostle Paul, and he prayed to God the Father. And I will be here again tomorrow. So will you join me as we continue to work our way down through the outline, and as I show you in the Bible, that Paul does not pray for what is temporal, but for what is eternal. I'll explain that tomorrow, right here on God Is, so I hope that you will come back for that. In the meantime, enjoy your day. We have much to be thankful for, so please be sure to remember God and to thank Him for who He is.